The bills were mounting up, so Carrie and Robert, your father, decided to give up the nursing home so that she could devote full time to the Black Fox fight.
Yeah.
And after all bills were paid, they were left with $200,000.
Daddy had to have open heart surgery.
Yes. And when he did, a few days before he went into the hospital, he wrote a check for $3,000 and said, Carrie, we're almost bankrupt. You'll have to find another way to finance the battle.
Yeah.
But that $200,000 was loaned or given to the cause for legal and expert witness fees and duplicating. She was left with no income except Social Security.
That's right. So far as copying is concerned, there were some supporters in Tulsa who would allow her to use their copy machines. My youngest sister, Mary, would take the documents in, make the copies, and then return the originals. She would spend hours Xeroxing. I don't know what Mother would have done without Mary. Mary worked so hard.
While this is going on, your father, Robert, has surgery, and he receives a new artificial aortic valve. She has that on her mind as well. She had a dream about a sunburst quilt, and she began quilting Sun in Splendor and would raffle it off.
She decided that she had to do something, so she prayed and prayed and prayed, and then when she went to sleep that night, she had this dream of the sunburst quilt.
She said if she was going to raffle it off, she was told she could go to jail for the raffle.
She was told that because it was considered gambling and still is in many places.
What did she finally do?
She went ahead and did it because her friends in government told her that they would probably never prosecute her for it.
Mm-hmm.
So she sold raffle tickets. And that quilt is now in the home of a woman in Amherst, Massachusetts.
In the summer of 1977, there was a water crisis in Tulsa's water system. They asked for voluntary water conservation. Now, PSO wanted to buy water from the city of Tulsa, cooling water for Black Fox, but the Tulsa commissioners delayed a vote on that.
Wisely. I don't know whether you remember, probably 5 years ago, there was a request from Dallas, Texas, to take over all the water in the Red River because they didn't have enough water to drink.
Mm-hmm.
That was a really big deal for quite a while. Because water is life when you come right down to it.
Yes.
Without water, none of us would be alive. And none of our fruits or vegetables or animals would be alive. So we would have no food. We would not be able to survive ourselves. Water is a crucial matter. And I'm so glad the Tulsa people decided to refuse that. And that the Corporation Commission recognized the importance of it.
10 days before the hearing reconvened, the water contract between the city of Tulsa and PSO was finally signed. But then a bombshell happened. Before the adjournment of the hearing, Tom Dalton said, quote, "The city does not have any water, and without the Ulaga water, there is no water available for Black Fox Station."
That was a huge thing when he said that. Nobody had really looked at it seriously. Tom was a brilliant man. He knew where to look.
It was like he saved it till the very end, let everything proceed, and then there was a bombshell.
He had a great sense of drama, and he used it to the nth degree.
That ended any contract between PSO and the city of Tulsa.
Yeah.
It's interesting, the delay factor, because Carrie and her friends were able to cause the Nuclear Regulatory Commission hearings to last more than 18 months, and normally the hearing would last about a week.
That is something we all need to take to heart, because we have to protect ourselves. We can't just let them roll over us.
At the hearing, about 80 case members made statements, and she used this quote for inspiration. "What the mind can conceive and believe, it can't achieve." She hung on to those words.
Yeah. I went to that hearing. I had not been to others before because I didn't live there at the time. So I was able to hear all of those people standing up. I know that they were exhausted from waiting around for their turn. But I had been to other hearings and understood that was what happened in a legal hearing.
Yeah. As we said, quilts became a revenue source, and then concerts. There were many musicians who came in as a fundraiser for Case and the Silkwood family, too. Jackson Browne. There were other musicians,
Bonnie Raitt was wonderful.
Bonnie Raitt, yeah.
She remained a friend of Mother's for years afterwards. She would still have been if Mother were alive. Actually, one of her last concerts in Tulsa, Mother went to and congratulated Bonnie on her good work.